I'm the governor of the university, David Lokonga. This is the moment I want to really to spell out exactly what are the best moments, my highest best moment of 2017. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have seen that one is there is a relative peace and stability that has actually recorded in my program in 2017, especially it is marked with the one is the visit of high-profile national government dignitaries, the UN and the Partners for Peace. One is the visit of His Excellency, the President of the Republic of South Sudan, President Salva Kiir, the visit of Vice President General Taban Dengai, and the visit of UN high-profile David Shearer to Yeriba State, and lastly, the visit of a senior partner for peace for Yeriba State in South Sudan, David Rich from America, with the support of the grassroots dialogue. It has been very, very important days for me in Ye that when I talk of the relative peace that is coming to Ye is because of the political support from the leadership and the intervention of the humanitarian agencies with the visit of the UN high-profile dignitary and the support from development partners for peace, that is David Rich from America, who is supporting the grassroots dialogue. These are the moments that I've recorded highly. And again, I want to say, in the process, the state government was able to establish a functional state structures, including the executive, the legislature, and the local government structures. And the state actually recorded also the passing of 2017-18 budget successfully and strategic plan for 3 years from the beginning of the year that had been passed, and the state government also was able to establish recording a strong teamwork between the faith-based organizations, the security apparatus, the civil society organizations, and the support from the youth and the women into the program for peace. I think this is highly recorded in my time hiring.
Right. And now, Governor, look, what has been your lowest moments in this time?
Well, my lowest moment in this in the year 2017 was the untimely and you know, the untimely death of my deputy, who was behind all the efforts for bringing peace, that is Agostino Curi, who passed, you know, untimely, and it was my lowest moment. And again, what I've recorded was in 2017 was the assassination of my member of the parliament by anti-peace in Kajukezi and beheading of other civilians. And again, what I've recorded being my lowest actually is this year was the massive displacement of the people of Kajukezi, you know, with the negative propaganda, and this has caused suffering to my people of Kajukezi, and this displacement has touched me in my moment as a governor, and of course this is a propaganda, and this will be my lowest moments, exactly also coupled with the low food production, which has been one of the breadbasket for South Sudan. We have low production, and these are some of my lowest moments that I have really faced during the moment of 2017.
Right, and what major lessons have you learned this year that you would like to carry with in 2018?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I've learned majorly that war is not good for everything. You know, war, in my moment as a governor, that war is destructive. War can create disunity. War can bring poverty. War can bring a lot of things which are not good. And in fact, this is being recorded that war is evil. We have to fight against war. And again, the other measures were recorded. I know that there are very many, but it is a tribalism and the disunity, actually become as an issue to do with the tribalism. I think we have to fight seriously. This is what I have recorded, you know, is my what I've learned, that these are areas which are not good, that when you entertain tribalism and so on, we can get this, you know, divided as people of South Sudan,
right.
And we have to fight for this.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hopes and dreams for the new year, since we're just 3 days away?
I think these are best ones. My hopes and my dreams is to ensure that there is a lasting peace that will come to Yeriba State and the people of South Sudan in particular, to encourage people to battle for the key areas which have touched the people of South Sudan, especially like the poverty, the displacement, the other things. These are some of the things that I expect, that because when you say that there is a relative peace, almost all these things will be there.
Mm.
And the prosperity in Ye, this is what I expected, expecting that it is going to be one of the areas. When I talk prosperity, we are talking of a lot of people embarking in a lot of agricultural production, the reception of displaced people back to South Sudan, a reunion them, and the reconciling, and ensure that there is a rule of law, that, you know, the recorded gender-based violence has been put up, and we have to make sure that, particularly, I hope that there is a full participation of the youth, the women, and in all walks of life, especially I know that it has been very, very important that the participation of youth and the women and other groups in the development are very important, that I am looking forward, that all these things must be in 2018, that I expect this one to be put right, so that Ye becomes back to its glory.
Right. And Governor, before I let you go, are there any personal goals that you would like to share with us, that you would like to achieve as the rest of your time as a governor, apart from the prosperity that you have talked about?
Arid Lasu, there are key areas here, you know, that I have in my plan. You know, the state authority is having a lot of key areas. That one is, I'm so happy that the declaration of the connection of the development, that is Yeriba State to be connected, the road from Kaya to Ye is going to be constructed, electricity is going to be extended from Uganda, that is to the border of Kaya, and the extending also the road to Kajukezi, and the electricity will follow. I think this one, Irene, is beating my you know, my feelings, that Ye soon, because of Ye being named as one of the food basket in the small London, I expect that all these things were put right. I think Ye is going to prosper more than before, and
right.
I'm sure this is what I expected, that, and that's why I'm calling the development partners, especially the intervention of development partners, and Ye is heading all these things ahead, that the connectivity of roads connecting my greater Kajukezi, greater Morobolanya, and the Ye routes to production area will be rehabilitated. And this is my expectation. That makes me, that all these things, if we are able to attain the peace that all the people are yearning of, I think the people of South Sudan will enjoy. Ye belongs to all the South Sudanese.
Right.
Ye does not belong to one tribe, where I mentioned earlier of what is bringing this unity is the tribalism that has been perpetrated by some other people who are not loving their country. And for me, I pray that all of them this year, before the closing of this year, all of them will turn, you know, turn the evil upside down and bring the fruit, you know, the love of God,
right,
that we belong to South Sudan. These
right.
are some of the things.
Right.
Yeah.
And Governor, finally, what message do you have for our listeners this morning?
My message is for 2018. My message is the celebration of the 1st of January. I think I want to call upon my people, Ye River State, that all of you have to get prepared, especially starting right from Ye and all the other greater towns of Kajukezi, Morobolanya, get prepared, that the people of South Sudan all are praying for us. And the most important here is there is no shooting. There is going to be no shooting on air, and threatening God to come closer to us by those who who feel like shooting on the 25th, which I have got a report from the defense, the chief of defense force, that no shooting, anybody who have shot on the air must be apprehended. And this is my message, that this order of the chief of defense force must be taken seriously. This one to my SPLA and organized forces in my state, that the celebration must go as it has been scheduled. And I want to tell the people of Yei that inshallah they are going to celebrate with the beginning of electricity in Yei, and that was going to be marking that beginning, and get prepared. There is going to be security, is going to be secured, and the people have to prepare for the celebration, and as it has happened in December 25th. The other most important message that I'm passing to the people is, all the people of Yei River State, the people of South Sudan, there is nothing other than peace that will open the door for us to establish ourselves to fight all what evil that has affected us right from 2013 up to the end of this year. Is let us mark, and this message particularly go to my colleagues, that is the governors from the other state. I think time has come for us to fight tribalism, to make sure that to strengthen peace. And my message to those who are still carrying up arms, that time has come. There is no time for war. It is a time for peace. And this is my message to all my colleagues, that let us prepare our people for the better 2018. And indeed, I wanted to pass finally my message to His Excellency, the President of the Republic, Salva Kiir Mayardit, who is a peacemaker. I think the people of Yei in totality are standing with your leadership. And there is nothing other than people are hearing the words of peace from you. I think the people of Yei are standing behind this government. And I want to ask my brothers in Uganda, in Congo, and those who are in Juba, that you return back. Yei has returned back actually to normal. And I expect all of you to come and join with us. Anything small, I've seen the other small things from the villages are coming, and you get prepared. You eat properly, but don't take much alcohol, so that you will intoxicate, you create a problem. But let us see that. Let us enjoy. Who are here? Please, I want to ask you that we don't thank God. Finally, thank God for all what He has done for people of Yei and international community who are watching at Yei. That we are so thankful and are so grateful on behalf of people of Yei River State. I want to thank all those who participated to make Yei to come back to relative peace and prosperity that we expect in 2018.
Thank you very much,
Irene Lars, in the Mirai FM, for keeping us real in the spotlight to what is happening here.